We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Crisis Next Door, a weekly report on the biggest conflicts around the world, with host Jason Brooks.
Thanks for listening to The Crisis Next Door. I'm Jason Brooks. I don't know about you, but I never imagined seeing Confederate flags inside the nation's capital. But rioters supporting President Trump's calls to protest the election of Joe Biden did what Robert E. Lee never was able to do. The disturbing images will forever be part of America's tattered tapestry. But where do we go from here? Joining The Crisis Next Door is Colin Clark, Senior Research Fellow with the Soufan Center and a Fellow with the International Center for Counterterrorism in The Hague. Colin, welcome back to The Crisis Next Door.
Thanks for having me.
Colin, we've talked several times on the podcast about the threat of far-right groups in the U.S., and unfortunately, it appears your warnings are proving correct. Has Trump opened Pandora's box?
Yeah, not only has he opened it, he's been opening it for the last 4 years. I've been sounding the alarm bell along with others. I wrote a piece for Brookings and another for Foreign Policy with Daniel Byman in the lead up to the election. I had another piece in the LA Times at the end of November. And I was called an alarmist by some. They're saying, look at you. You think the sky is falling? It's just rhetoric. What's wrong with you? Stop being so extreme. And, you know, to anyone that studies political violence, the outcome was preordained. This was clear what was going to happen.
Now, Trump has never rejected the support of these groups, continuing even on Wednesday to call his violent supporters special. How critical is that for fueling that mob rage and inspiring other actors?
Yeah, I mean, even in a moment of national crisis, you can't rely on the president to do the right thing. He has, at every single turn, done the wrong thing. He's incited violence. He's deliberately destroyed the social fabric of this country.
It was stunning to see the ease of the mob take over the Capitol. Why were Capitol security forces so unprepared? And what does that say about the country's law enforcement as a whole when it comes to dealing with far-right groups? We saw armed protesters standing in front of Michigan State Capitol building last year. Why are they getting away with demonstrations like this when other groups face much harsher crackdowns?
No, I mean, it's obvious, right? I mean, this is clearly a racial issue. Had those been Black Lives Matter protesters, as we saw this summer, you know, we had stormtroopers out guarding the Capitol then, or had it been any kind of Muslim group, we all know that, you know, what happened yesterday would not have happened with any kind of minority group. That goes without saying. However, to see the Capitol Police so woefully unprepared, and there's video online not only of showing them unprepared, but showing them abetting the action, opening the gate and letting the mob actually keep going toward the Capitol. So I think there's a major reckoning that has to happen for those involved. Here's one thing I want to focus on, though. You know, a lot of the media clips will look at the QAnon people and all these bizarre characters that came out of the woodwork to participate in this, you know, blight on our country's history. But we need to hold those accountable at the top. The people in Congress who abetted this, the president, if we don't enforce the rule of law now, when will we?
How would a domestic terrorism bill play into this? That's something we don't have. How important is that in getting the ball rolling on cracking down on these groups?
Well, I mean, it's really simple. And I think, I'll be honest, I think too much of the debate now is over terminology. And are these domestic terrorists? Are they not? To me, they're clearly insurrectionists. They're clearly seditionists. They're trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power and subvert our democracy. There's no other way to say it. But I do think, and I've argued this, in the media and in print, that we do need de- some kind of domestic terrorism statute and legislation, if for no other reason than to give law enforcement and the authorities the tools and resources they need to start, you know, breaking up some of these violent groups that operate on U.S. soil.
Colin, is this just the beginning of a cycle of political violence in the U.S.? What are these groups going to do next?
Yeah, no question. I wouldn't even call them groups. I think this is more of a decentralized movement. It's a large umbrella of, you know, everybody from white supremacists and neo-Nazis on one side of the spectrum to anti-government extremists, to anti-vaxxers, conspiracy theorists. And then I think just, you know, people that like, you know, destruction, right? That just want to go out there and watch the world burn. You know, on the more serious end of that spectrum are what we would call accelerationists, who are actively trying to promote civil war. But I think we're, you know, and I wrote this in a piece for the LA Times again in late November, we're heading toward a place where we can expect these types of acts of violence. I don't think anything as extreme as storming the Capitol, but acts of violence perpetrated by far-right extremists to unfold regularly over the next 4 years. The president has laid the groundwork for that by attempting to delegitimize the Biden administration. And I fear that we are going to reach a point like we have with school shootings where they just become quotidian. We read about, you know, four people shot in Tennessee, and we read about it on page A17 of the New York Times because, frankly, it's just not that big of a deal in the broader news cycle because it happens so frequently. And it's really a depressing sentiment to recognize that we've become incredibly callous to the loss of life and to gun violence in this country. And we may be heading down that same path with respect to domestic terrorism.
Do you see this far-right decentralized movement provoking the left as well, looking to capitalize on retaliation, maybe infiltrating peaceful protest on the left or even the right for that matter?
Well, I think, you know, there's a concept of reciprocal radicalization, right? And one side kind of responds to the other. Again, think about what Antifa stands for. It's anti-fascist. As we have more fascists, and we clearly have a lot, we're going to have more anti-fascists. So I think we're in for more political violence as a whole across the spectrum, including left-wing violence. Although Antifa has served as a pretty useful boogeyman for a lot on the right that want to downplay violence perpetrated by far-right extremists. We even see members of Congress, including Matt Gaetz, making blatantly false claims that, oh, that was Antifa, it's a false flag. It's become so hackneyed and well-worn that it's as easy to predict as the response to what happens when we have a mass shooting, which is thoughts and prayers. You know, now's not the time to talk about guns, rinse and repeat, or let's move on.
Facebook announced it's blocking Trump for at least the rest of his term, but we've already seen his followers leaving Facebook and Twitter for right-wing social media sites like Parler. A couple of things. What responsibility do Facebook and Twitter take for the spread of conspiracy theories and the ability for these groups to connect? And do their bans even matter with new social media sites catering to the far right?
Well, those are two different questions. One, I think the bans do matter because, you know, Facebook and Twitter, these are far more broad platforms. They're more mainstream. And so forcing people onto Parler and Gab and into the margins, it's not going to make the problem go away, but it's going to give them, it's going to kind of isolate them and marginalize them a little bit more. You know, for everybody giving Facebook a pat on the back today for the action they took, to me, it's too little too late, right? You don't get to be the hero when you come in at the 11th hour and do something that you should have done a long time ago. Facebook and Twitter and a lot of these other social media platforms have served as a venue to mainstream disinformation and conspiracy theories. And words matter. That's part of the reason we got to where we are today.
Colin, Germany is often used as an example as a nation that's clamped down on extremism, yet neo-Nazis still exist in the country. Is it wishful thinking to wonder if those groups and racist ideologies will ever go away?
Probably. It's probably unrealistic to think that we're ever going to eliminate racism and hatred and violence based on politics or ideology. But I've never looked at it that way. I look at it as how do we mitigate, right? How do we push this to where it belongs, which is the extreme end of the spectrum? How do we really marginalize? How do we make this what it is, which is, you know, beyond the pale? But in fact, we've seen the needle moving in the other direction. We've seen these ideas mainstreamed, right? I mean, just look at some of the clothes and signs on individuals that were present in the Capitol yesterday. One guy had a Camp Auschwitz shirt on. You saw other people holding signs indicating 6 million wasn't enough, you know, in reference to the Holocaust. So these people exist in American society. They're emboldened, and they're emboldened largely because of the actions of the President of the United States.
Colin, the president says there will be an orderly transition of power. Do you believe him, or do you think he's going to leave the White House kicking and screaming?
I mean, it's a bit too late to call for an orderly transition of power. We had the chance and we blew it, right? What does he mean, starting today? I don't know. I think it's time for the 25th Amendment. I've seen enough. I don't think the national security of this country can stand another 2 weeks of having this complete fool in charge. It's abhorrent.
I think you said it well right there. Psychological trauma for the entire nation right now. Colin, thank you so much for joining us again here on The Crisis Next Door.
Thanks for having me.
We've been joined by Colin Clark, Senior Research Fellow with the Sufan Center and a Fellow with the International Center for Counterterrorism in The Hague. Thanks for listening to The Crisis Next Door. I'm Jason Brooks. Till next time.
The Crisis Next Door with host Jason Brooks is produced weekly.
If you have any thoughts for Jason, email him at tcndpodcast@kcbsradio.com. Again, that's tcndpodcast@kcbsradio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.